Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to make some comments about the Weapons Inspector's report delivered to the Security Council a few hours ago. It's very clear that this report was even more critical of Iraq than many people expected. The most revealing sentence in the whole report is when Hans Blix said, "Iraq appears not to have come to a genuine acceptance, not even today, of the disarmament which was demanded of it and which it needs to carry out to win the confidence of the world and to live in peace." Now, these are the words of a measured Swedish diplomat who is not given to extravagant language. And it does represent a very comprehensive and negative assessment of Iraq's attitude. As I think the British Permanent Representative at the UN said, paraphrasing him perhaps, "It's not so much a question of time, it's a question of Iraq's attitude." And it's evident from this view of Hans Blix that the man entrusted by the Security Council to oversee the inspections has come to the conclusion that Iraq has not even begun, as late as now, to recognise the strength of world opinion and to recognise what the world is asking it to do, and that is effectively to get rid of the weapons of mass destruction, the chemical and biological weapons, fully cooperate with the weapons inspectors. The inspectors may have been afforded access so far as the theory of that is concerned. The process may have been okay, but the substance has been one of continued obstruction and continued deceit. The matter will now, in accordance with the processes of Resolution 1441, the matter will now go to the Security Council for discussion. It remains the very strong view of the Australian Government that this matter should be resolved effectively through the Security Council. The Security Council now has a clear obligation to match with action the words of 1441. It was, after all, a resolution that was passed by a vote of 15-0, a unanimous resolution that recalled earlier breaches by Iraq, imposed a very strong inspections regime on Iraq, described what would constitute further material breaches. It is now for the Security Council to consider the matter, and I believe that the Security Council must address very carefully what its obligations are under that resolution, taking into account what the weapons inspectors have said, taking into account what Hans Blix has said, taking into account the long litany of specific issues which have not been adequately addressed by Iraq. The understatement of the amount of the chemical weapon VX produced by Iraq, the failure to account for 6,500 bombs containing 1,000 tonnes of CW agent, the failure to declare 12 rockets found by inspectors with warheads modified for delivery of chemical weapons, and so the list goes on. These are matters of failure on the part of Iraq which have been listed by Hans Blix. So it is, in every sense of the word, a highly critical report and one that must be very carefully considered by the Security Council.